www.thebeatmusic.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You have joined the Sons of Liberty again today. It is Wednesday. I have no idea what the date is. Sometime in July, and it's the 17th. Thank you. I love those birds in the back of my ears. There's something in there, folks. Thanks for joining us today. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. All information that you need to know about the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's weekly quotes are up there as well. Bradley Dean just released a column on News with Views this morning. And it deals with the issue of the Black Robe Regimen. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You're going to love it. As a matter of fact, Mr. Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin's son, emailed us on that. We may be having him join us as a guest tomorrow or the next day to talk about Romans 13. What is the true meaning behind it? We also want to cover a couple topics today. We have with us special guest, Mr. Billy Vaughn, to speak about his new book, which is titled Betrayed, Exposing the High Cost of the War on Terror. He's a Gold Star parent of SEAL Team 6 hero and warrior, Mr. Aaron Vaughn. He'll be joining us in the second segment, so right after this segment. We're also going to discuss a little bit more about the murder trial in Knoxville, where the two that I was describing yesterday went on a date, and Christian and Newsom went on a date, and they were horrifically raped, tortured, executed, the both of them, multiple times, and then finally killed and left to die. So if any of you listeners out in Knoxville right now, I know we're on a station in Knoxville, any of you listeners want to cover this particular topic, if you know something, you got some intel, you got some inside stuff, I'm from the outside here, I'm in Minnesota, and obviously we know that this particular crime perpetrated by black individuals upon white individuals was not covered at all. And we talked about the pegs yesterday. What does it take? What are the pegs for us to get this thing in mainstream? They obviously didn't touch it. Well, it's way too common that there are crimes from blacks upon whites, so it's just not something that peaks. There's no celebrity involved. There's no racism involved. According to my professor, when I went to the University of Minnesota, racism can't exist from blacks against whites because blacks are the minority. And I'm not getting caught up in this because, as I said, up until the 50s, we heard about these type of crimes perpetrated by whites on blacks constantly. And nobody gave them any news either. Folks, this is about humankind. It's not about white and black. This is about us. If blacks can't get along with whites and whites can't get along with blacks, then guess what? We all suffer. We all have one creator. It doesn't say in the Declaration of Independence, and it doesn't matter if it says it there either. You know, the Declaration is not gospel. It's merely acknowledging the gospel of our creator who redeemed mankind unto his law, unto himself. The law is God created man. And then God created woman from man. And he ordained an institution called marriage between man and woman, that they would be fruitful and multiply and take dominion over the earth. And that's what our objectives are. It doesn't say God created a white man or a black man. God created man. There's so many different ways you like twist it to the left and to the right. Bradley will not be with us today. He's in Chicago right now taking care of business. And folks, let me tell you what, he is taking care of business. We'll be able to share a little bit more with that here in the future. We've got some events coming up here in the future. Many of you can follow us along on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you ever do want to know, what do you guys do? Do you just talk on the radio all the time? No. Actually, that's just a small fraction of what we do. That's a slice, a sliver of the pie. The big pie is seeking and saving that which is lost, doing radio, getting out there and reaching people, and being instigators as our fellow brother and son of liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams. Political agitator, instigator, setting brush fires of liberty in the minds of men. So those are a couple of the topics we're going to be covering today. Again, if there's any Knoxville listeners tuning in right now and you've got some news on the Christian Newsom murder that happened and took place in 2007. Now, apparently the judge was on narcotics doing some kind of crazy stuff. They're going to retry this whole case. And none of the four that have been indicted can get a greater penalty. They can only get a lesser penalty. Brian left us a Facebook comment, and thank you for all of you folks on all the comments on Facebook. We appreciate them. They're awesome. Keep spreading the word. Keep utilizing Facebook as a key way. I told you the other day, Bradley had posted something on Facebook, and somebody read it. It was a Charles Spurgeon quote. Forgive me, I don't have it in front of me, but he quoted back and said, I was up till 4:30 in the morning debating and deliberating with the Lord, and I got your post, and it was an answer to prayer. Thank you so much. Well, Brian said something as well. Folks, never get tired. Never get weary. Grow not weary in well-doing, the Bible says. Keep posting on Facebook. Use your social media. Let's speak to your neighbors. Brian said, love your absolute truth. It's a rare thing to hear truth and logic on the radio nowadays. In a world where political correctness, racism created for the political gain, and just plain stupidity is the norm, your show is refreshing, to say the least. Keep up the good work, guys. There you go, folks. All of you that support the Sons of Liberty, that give donations, tax-deductible donations, mind you, to this program so that we can get on the air and we can bring hope to people like Brian. There's your fruit. We're bringing it back for you. Melinda said on Facebook, thank you for the invite. I love that we are all fighting for the same things in life. Our Bible is the best for how we should all live. I just love this page. Check it out. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, a couple weeks ago, we had joined a whole bunch of groups down in Iowa. We got together, teamed up with a lot of leaders. Folks, it is still stirring down there in Iowa. It's been fantastic. The fruit has been coming back. Thank you all for reaching out. And you know what? There's some good stuff going on in Iowa. As a matter of fact, we read about the judges that were removed because they thought they would usurp not only the law. Well, yes, that would be enough in and of itself. But then also the voice of the people. And then, because of the democratic process, notice I said that word in context, the democratic process, the process by which we vote in those leaders, just like it says in the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses said to the people, appoint such men over you to be captains over thousands, hundreds, fifties, tens, men of truth, hating covetousness, such as fear God, able men. That's what they did. We love you, Iowa. Thank you for all you listeners in Iowa as well. This is just the intro segment, folks. We're going to get down to it. As I said before, we're going to cover the case in Knoxville. The whistleblower case right now. What's happening in the Zimmerman trial? Oh, you thought it was over? Oh, no. The corruption is going to continue to come out of this and be dealt with because God is established by his justice on earth, and his justice does not slumber. Joining us next is Billy Vaughn with his brand new book. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to ask you if you can spell the word shop out loud for me.
S-H-O-P.
Okay, what do you do when you come to a green light?
Stop.
Luann.
Oh, man.
Okay, is it proper English to say egg yolks are white or egg yolks is white?
Egg yolks are white. Egg yolks.
Egg yolks. You are making this fun, Luann.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We need to be aggressive for liberty, and I think that song does a very good job of it. And what do I mean by aggressive? Aggression means when you don't just stop at knowing truth in your country. You don't just stop at teaching your family about it. Although most people don't even do, well, a lot of people don't even do that. It's when you exalt that truth. At all costs, when you lay it all down, not only for your country, but unto your God, no man is able to do these things but by God. Now, I know last segment, I told you we're going to have a special guest with us, Mr. Billy Vaughn, and I want to give the phone number out for anybody to call in, because I think this is an important topic for everybody to share. Billy's brand new book is called Betrayed, and it deals with the situation having to do with Extortion 17. Billy is the gold star parent of one of our warriors, our SEAL team warriors, Mr. Aaron Vaughn. And the title on this is Before Benghazi, There Was Extortion 17. Many of you maybe haven't heard of this yet, because the mainstream definitely hasn't covered it. And I want to give you the phone number to call in with any of your questions for our guest today, 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Billy. It's great to have you on again.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
You've got a book now, and you're discussing some pretty sensitive things. And when I say sensitive, I don't think most people maybe are awakened to this, and I don't presume to tell you what you already know. But I'd like you to kind of cover what was the motivation for this book, maybe give a little bit of background. And then I want you to go into it, because I think it is so important that we do our job as the media, if you will, because that's what we're doing on talk radio, to give you a trumpet so you can blare it for America to hear, Billy.
Okay, well, I don't know how much information you need, but I'll go back to the start. As you said, Aaron, Karen and I's only and oldest son was a Navy SEAL, and SEAL Team 6, on August 6, 2011, he was killed in Afghanistan in a helicopter crash, a CH-47D National Guard helicopter, along with 29 other Americans and 8 Afghans and a working dog. And first of all, you heard me say a CH-47D. It's a National Guard helicopter built in the 1960s. We learned that very early on. We also learned very early on in the debriefing with the military for the parents and the spouses of the warriors who were killed that when the chopper was shot down, although we had three air weapons team aircraft in the air, two of those three saw where the RPGs were fired from. They did not take out the men who fired the RPGs because of the, quote, rules of engagement. There might be friendlies in the building with along with the people who fired the RPGs. And so those men walked away that night after they had been witnessed. I don't know if that's proper English or not, but after they had been seen by American air weapons teams, the most lethal the world has ever seen, did not feel comfortable taking a shot at those men because of the rules of engagement.
Can I stop you for a second, Billy?
This is
unbelievable. Number one, we put our elite warriors, and I don't want to make a distinction between the SEALs and any other branch of military. They've all sworn an oath that their blood is all the same. But we put the SEALs in positions that they were specially trained for. What you're saying is they're thrown on this helicopter. It's a garage sale helicopter. This is an old school helicopter. A helicopter Navy SEALs should have never been put on because that type of helicopter is not used to this type of engagement that they were being sent into, correct?
That is correct. And I want to make a distinction there very quickly. Yes, you're exactly right. Our general purpose forces and our special operators have functions, have operations to do that I believe are vitally important to our nation's security. But never before in history have they been melded and forced to work together. And they didn't even train together. We learned that, and this is in the official report, they didn't even train together. The first time that they would meet was on the battlefield. And these men flying the chopper, and this chopper, I'm not saying that this was an unsafe chopper. That's not my argument. It was probably very capable of doing what it was designed to do with the men who were on it, just as the SEALs were capable of doing what they were trained to do when given the proper equipment. But the SEALs are always in control of their battle space, always in control, in the water, on the ground. The only time when they're vulnerable is when they're being hauled by somebody else.
Yep.
And so that's why they're given the, quote, proper equipment pilots who are special operations pilots, but because of the stepped up operations in Afghanistan by this administration, by the Department of Defense, those choppers that we don't have anywhere near enough of those choppers to go around. So what happened that night is they were together and all of them ended up being killed. All of them ended up being killed and absolutely. All these men are just as valiant as the others, in my eyes, and especially in their families and loved ones' eyes. But our government betrayed both groups.
And your book, and this is exactly what it's titled, Betrayed, you authored this with M.G. Paul Vallely?
Yes, sir. Major General Paul Vallely,
He's a U.S. Army retired. And the topic of this is about how the government betrayed those SEAL team. Now, after the helicopter was taken down, and the gentlemen are fallen, were no longer alive. They were no longer with us, folks. They were brought back to, I don't know what you call that, an air base or something of that sort in Afghanistan. Can you tell us what happened at that point?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, and we didn't learn this, by the way. As I told you, and as you said, this was in 2011, August 2011.
That's right.
This past January, we had a visit from a high-ranking military official, and a man with him asked us if we had received our copy of the ramp ceremony. And the ramp ceremony is what you were describing a while ago. When the American warriors are killed in Afghanistan, there is a ceremony at Bagram Air Base, where that body is loaded onto a plane and flown back to the United States.
Billy, can I stop you for one second? Because I'm sorry. Yeah. I think I don't want to get too far ahead, and I asked the wrong question.
Okay.
We're going to get to that because that's important. But number one, this many SEALs died. Never in history had this many SEALs died. Navy SEALs just don't die. Now, what I mean by that, of course, everybody can die. but not at this magnitude, not with that type of training. They're not going to be put in a setting where they're going to be ambushed, and these things are going to happen by surprise. So the thought is here, why in the world were so many put up in such an incapable vehicle to where they were going, I should say? Number two, why were they mixed with another group? Number three, why in the world were those that shot down the helicopter not attacked on? I know the rules of engagement and all this sissy garbage that is being forced upon. If we're in a war, we better be able to attack and kill the enemy. If we can't do that, then why in the world are we in a stinking war in the first place? So now all of this happens, all of these unanswered questions. Again, we have Gold Star parent Billy Vaughn with us, talking about his book Betrayed, all these unanswered questions, and then out of the blue, this year, you get a copy of this ramp-up ceremony. Because people say, well, you know, it's not conspiracy. We understand the grieving of parents, and they want answers and things like that. But come on, guys, our own government? Give the details that you've just found out now recently.
Okay, now about the ramp ceremony, are you over
yes, sir.
To that?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So we said no. He asked if we'd received our ramp, DVD of the ramp ceremony, and we said no, we didn't receive it. As far as we know, none of the parents have. And by the way, we've learned kind of through word of mouth that that's something that you usually receive. The parents of a fallen warrior usually receive within a few weeks, of the death. And the guy told us, he said, well, I'll see that you get a copy. Well, they left, and about 2 weeks went by. We hadn't received it, and so Karen emailed him, and he said there's been a lot more bureaucracy, red tape, than I thought it would be. I'll send you my copy. And we got his copy the next day. We let it lay here for a couple of weeks without watching it because we weren't looking forward to watching it.
Sure.
But on a Saturday morning, we put it in. We began to watch it, and it was a somber, sad ceremony, honorable ceremony with the soldiers there at Bagram Air Base. And after the chaplain, the U.S. chaplain, finished, finished a very generic prayer, immediately the voice of an imam came on and started a funeral chant.
That's where I want to stop right there, folks.
Okay.
We're going to bring Billy back on to just sum this up because this is where it gets into the betrayal. I encourage you to check out the book, Betrayed. It's at specialopsbetrayed.com or go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Special guest Billy Vaughn will be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. Corporation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPreparedness.com. Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dry guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPreparedness.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I got to get into this right away because I know a lot of you are sitting probably on the edge of your seat listening to this, and I encourage you to hear the full story of what Billy is talking about here. He just authored a new book again, Billy Vaughn, Gold Star Parent, SEAL Team Warrior, Aaron Vaughn. The book is called Betrayed, and the title, the subtitle is Before Benghazi, There Was Extortion 17. Billy, you got the ramp-up ceremony, and out of all the all the unanswered questions, out of all the, they're not coincidences, but it was starting to get you to believe, hold on a second, is something being covered up? My son's death happened, veterans and soldiers fall. We don't like it on a daily basis, but it happens. But the circumstances surrounding this are way too eerie. It seems like something's going on inside that's being kept from the public, and it's being kept secret from government officials and military, etc. So now you get this ramp-up ceremony. And tell us what you saw in the ramp-up ceremony. You said the Christian pastor was saying a prayer, and then all of a sudden a Muslim imam gets on, has access to the bodies of our fallen, the elite SEAL Team 6 members, the men that were responsible for capturing and also killing Osama bin Laden. And here's the imam.
Let me just full disclosure. There were seven Afghan commandos and one Afghan interpreter were also in coffins there, and these bodies had to all be brought back to the United States so they could be identified after the fire. Most of them couldn't be identified without DNA and dental identity. But what happened was the imam, as he began to pray, Karen and I looked at each other immediately, and we said we've got to find out what he's saying. So she was able to pull the audio only off that ramp ceremony, and we sent it to a friend who sent it to a translator, and since then it's been translated by some seven or eight different people, and they've all come back with the same thing, that the imam prayed, he prayed damnation over the souls of the infidels, in other words, the American warriors. He proclaimed the Muslims as the winners, He said that the infidels were fodder for hellfire. He claimed that Muhammad was greater than the God of Muhammad was greater than the God of Moses, and we couldn't believe it. We could not believe that after the things that we had found out. And by the way, there's many things that that I hadn't had time to tell you today that is still leading to more questions that we found out about the crash and about the Afghans, those Afghans who were killed, who were involved. But then this was like icing on the cake. And that don't blame the imam. We all know what Muslims will do when they're allowed to do it. We know what an imam will do. I blame the American government for betraying the bodies after those men had died, had lost their lives fighting for this republic. Then our government, our military, let an imam in and pray, and I believe desecrate their bodies. Now Aaron was a believer. We know Aaron was in heaven. But still, it's the principle of his First Amendment rights there.
You know, suspecting people, Billy, have brought to me, if the fact that the government would allow an imam to curse the bodies, and I understand what you're saying, these curses don't apply to the blood of Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. He is the king of the world, and he is the king, and he will always remain on his throne.
Mm-hmm.
But suspecting minds have brought up, okay, if they're willing to do that, then what was this all about? Were these SEAL team members put into their own peril? Was it a call that was made from the top to be maybe a trade-off? You know, Bin Laden was got by our government. Our president has obviously trophied that. And then all of a sudden, is this the chance for the Muslims to be able to trophy, hey, we got theirs too? Is there a trade? I mean, those are things that are brought.
We've heard those things, but honestly, we don't have any proof.
Absolutely.
Do I believe this administration is capable? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But we have much damnable evidence about the way that we are operating over there, about the way that our warriors are being forced to submit, about, just as I said a while ago, the seven Afghans. We found out that the seven Afghans who were on the chopper with the Americans, they were not the men who were supposed to be on the chopper. They were swapped out at the last minute. We don't have an answer to that yet. So with all the green on blues taking place, I mean, there are so many things that I can't even begin to get into it with you today that I'd love to tell you about. But it's one compromise, one betrayal after another of not just those men that day on that chopper, but all of our warriors who are fighting about the way that this government is forcing them to be betrayed and compromised by a savage enemy.
This is symptomatic of what we talk about on a regular basis, Billy. I encourage everybody listening right now to get this book. It's called Betrayed. Before Benghazi, there was Extortion 17. This is the specific incident that Billy's talking about. We don't have enough time to talk about it, but you have time to read the book. I encourage you get it. They have a fund, Operation 300, that's tied into this. Billy and Karen both do. I did the Frogman Swim. Well, not the full thing, but we were just there a couple weeks ago in Florida raising money for young children whose parents have been bereaved of their parents. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin has wrote in this, stood with these guys at the National Press Club. Thank you so much for being on the show with us, Billy. Apparently it's $12.95. You can get your own edition, folks.
Mm-hmm.
SpecialOpsBetrayed.com or go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, for more information on this very, very, very important topic. Again, thank you, Billy.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day. Thank you for the work you do, too, man. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. You know, it's as I said before, it's symptomatic of this administration. We're over here on the homeland, okay? We're talking about Obamacare and the travesties. I mean, how they're tied in, the DOJ is tied into so many crimes that are happening on the homeland. And then, because we have a free government system that was bled for and continues to be protected by men and women's lives, they're going through it over there, too. It's not just us and our little liberties. It's not just our taxes and our economy and how we're suffering financially. We're talking about they are using blood to do this. Although you don't understand the military complex. I don't care about that right now. If the military complex has gotten like that, it's because it's been tolerated by us on the homeland. As we're sitting and talking about it, men's lives are being used. Used, folks. What I just heard right there. It's hard for me. It's It's the antithesis of liberty, folks. It's the antithesis of happiness. When you go home at night, my best time in the world is to be able to go home and be with my wife and kids and just do something. Talk. Make salsa together. Yeah, I'm getting a little personal here. That's what I like to do. Hang out. Grill hamburgers and talk. Teach my kid how to flip a hamburger, how to fly a kite. Get in the Bible with them. Study with them. Talk to them. Ask them their perspective. What is the Lord showing you? Oh, you had a dream. These are things I like to do. Well, daddy's all over the country. Wives, sons, daughters have been bereaved of that. So while I talk on talk radio about this stuff, and while I go out there and I bust hump to get this message to America, I've been one-upped already by this family. And folks, how many countless families, what I'm getting at right here is redemption, the blood of Christ. Christ did not die in vain. Christ's blood was not shed in vain. God knew exactly what he was doing. And those apostles and holy prophets that came, that preceded Christ and proceeded Christ, they did not allow one drop to fall to the ground being desecrated. They picked that up and were motivated by that to do the great works that they did. You and I both do the same thing. Otherwise, what did they die for? Again, it's symptomatic of what we've tolerated. If we're tolerating stupid, crap, unconstitutional garbage like Obamacare, I'm using that as a weak point to show you how pathetic this is. We allow a DOJ to race bait because we got our guy in office now. We're going to talk about that next segment with Christian and Newsom, the trial in Knoxville. Because it's important to see what you will degenerate into when you abandon Christian principles and Christian morality and the Bible that says love your neighbor as yourself. What is love? It's a demonstration. Little kids can't understand when you tell. Little babies don't understand their mom when they say, I love you. You know what they do understand? That mom changes their diaper. Mom gives them baths. Mom snuggles them to sleep. Mom feeds them. They understand love by demonstration. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. If you want to chime in, you want to give your heart, lay it out there. Just got an email from a veteran not too long ago regarding a column that we put out. Speaking the same things. I gave an oath to this Constitution. Thank you for what you're doing. No, thank you, sir, because there comes, it's not a pecking order, but it's an order of events. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have the opportunity to speak the way that we speak. George Washington said, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Why do I bring that up? Because he was the veteran of veterans, folks. He raised up the first armed forces of the United States of America, these United States of America. We will stay united when we stay upon the principles that unite us. We will be divided and at length be destroyed if we separate from those principles. I intend, as for me and my house, to serve the Lord and stay united on those principles. It's all I got, folks. That's all I have. And that's all you have when you are confronted with the reality that your life is not your own, it's Christ's. This is an evangelical message. It is the message, and it comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back to talk about the Knoxville case with Christian and Newsom. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Sons of Liberty, final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com for more info on what you're hearing today. If you're a first time here, it's a whole bunch of apps, too. You can get a phone app, you can get the conservative radio app, you can listen to us on iTunes. You know, there's probably a lot of other ways that I'm not aware of, but I did just get this Facebook here, and it says this. When referencing the sonsoflibertyradio.com, this is for all of you supporters, all of you that make Sons of Liberty Radio possible. Best hour of my day. Pray that you will get funding to be on the air for at least 3 hours a day. Your ministry is such a blessing. Thomas. There you have it, folks. Fruit being born unto your account. We appreciate those donations. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can donate there. You can also get the products. We've got t-shirts. We've got a Constitution course coming up now as well. 6 months out of the year, we teach the Constitution. It's a 12-week course. It's you graduate, you get a certificate. It's been endorsed by major leaders, congressmen, judges. Chief Justice Roy Moore, as a matter of fact, you're going to see that birth certificate issue coming down across his court here in some time in Alabama. It's also been endorsed by major Well, I would say they would be world leaders, as they are leaders here in the United States of America. We teach it 12 weeks. You get a notebook, and again, you get a graduation. You can also take it by webcast. Many people say, well, I can't drive. Well, you can webcast it, and we archive it. So when you make your donation to become a part of the Constitution course with the Sons of Liberty, you will get educated on this Constitution. Instead of just talking about it, you will know it, and that's its purpose. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, down at the bottom. Just scroll to the bottom, click on that. Or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. This is a way for you to stay in the loop on a weekly basis. Our email newsletters, you can find that right on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. But also, too, becoming a son or daughter of liberty, you put a little bit of yourself involved in it. We send you the columns every week. We send you the videos. You share them. You disseminate them throughout the colonies. We'll call them colonies, 50 colonies, throughout the states. Just like the Sons and Daughters of Liberty in the 1700s. Also encourage you to make a donation. The lower right-hand corner of our website is a donate button. It's tax-deductible. You can donate to help our cause continue to move forward and get more comments like the one that I just read you again by Thomas. He said, it's the best hour of my day, this hour from 2 to 3 Central Time. Pray that you will get more funding to be on the air for at least 3 hours a day. Your ministry is such a blessing. Thank you, Thomas. Brother, you are a blessing when you take the word and you apply it. A wise son maketh a glad father. That's all we do on the Sons of Liberty. We are looking to make our father glad. Cursed be all learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ. Who said that? A holy roller preaching? Nope. It was James Madison. Holy rolling, preaching through government, civil government. It is impossible for man of pious reflection not to perceive in it, the Constitution that be, a finger of that almighty hand which has been so frequently and signally extended to our relief in the critical stages of the revolution. There's our Christian document, folks. Well, you know, I love the skeptics. We talked about them yesterday. Their theme song being The Wizard of Oz. What would you do with the brain if you had one? The Scarecrow took it away. Fired up employee to slap Zimmerman prosecutors with whistleblower lawsuit. We talked about this a little bit. Angela Corey, the state attorney and the assistant state attorney, Bernie De La Ronda, were addressing this very issue. But what happened is one of the guys inside, that was one of the IT guys, he was a former employee. Notice I said the word former, because after he took the stand to speak in the Zimmerman trial, who was charged in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, Ben Krubel, Corey's former director of information and technology, was fired after testifying at the June 6th pretrial hearing that prosecutors failed to turn over potentially embarrassing evidence that Martin's cell phone to the defense. Prosecutors are required to disclose such evidence to the defense under evidence-sharing laws. So guess what? Not only does this guy testify of that, but then he is fired by a club. This, what? Oh my gosh. You know, sometimes you try to put the emotion in your voice to get people to understand, hey, do you really understand what I'm saying? You know, it's like, wow, that was great. Or, wow, that was great. I'm trying to say, do you hear this? This is the state attorney of Florida. Willfully knowing of evidence and not bringing it forth because it would have embarrassed the prosecution. And the man who testifies of it and says, hey, boss, you forgot this. Gets fired! But now guess what? Because justice is eternal. Truth is eternal. They're going to get sued. And I don't, you know, lawsuits, way overrated. Suing, way overrated. Justice, rated perfectly. And I pray to God, and I hope every single one of you are praying, Angela, Corey, and that whole department gets blown open. And you'll follow the trail. You'll follow it right up to the DOJ. In our country, if we do not deal with justice, folks, we have what has happened in Knoxville back in 2007. A couple that I talked about yesterday, not at length, but I encourage you to go to the Facebook, posting a link again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Because right now, George Thomas and a handful of others are being charged. What happened is these four were gruesomely raped. I'm talking about the guy and the girl. Died, the coroner says, of suffocation. Not even died from the wounds that they had. Folks, they were using legs off of a table to rape these two. Insane. You read this, you will be so enraged that if the individuals were sitting in front of you, you would snap on them. America, if we don't deal with justice, if we don't exalt God's laws, then guess what? Injustice. All injustice is demonic. It's driven by the enemy of your soul. It's Satan. It's the devil.
Oh, it's the devil.
No, I'm not talking about that devil. I'm talking about the one that hates you. hates liberty and hates mankind and is so disgusted and enthralled with hatred that he perpetually on this earth while we exist as human beings is set to steal, kill, and destroy. Again, I encourage you to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to read more about this case of these two. And if anybody from Knoxville knows any more details on this, I encourage you to call 877-807-9977. Share with our listeners, 877-807-9977. The parents had to go through this tragedy and go through the trial until these criminals were incriminated. But Senior Judge Walter Kurtz told the jury of 16 in Davidson County residents that the trial would go into next week as the prosecution will continue calling for witnesses Wednesday. Why is this back on? Because a judge in the judicial system was taking narcotics and also was being sexually deviant with his behaviors. And there stands a retrial. So the mothers of Christian and Newsom had to take the stand again and recount all of this while the criminals are still alive. They're breathing much needed oxygen that the rest of us can be breathing, that innocent people can be breathing.
Why are you saying you believe in the death penalty?
It doesn't matter if I believe in it or not. It's an eternal principle. A life for a life. Yes. Cruel and unusual punishment is the punishment that the criminal gives to a victim before he murders them. That's cruel and unusual. To take the life of a murderer is mercy upon not only the victim, the victim's family, but America. Because when you don't, they get out, they do it again. And guess what they tell? Society. There's no penalty for taking a life. You can't rehabilitate that. That's between him and his God at that point, because he has broken the laws of God and the laws of man. I want to talk to you about some of the things that Mary said. Mary Newsom, which is Chris's mother, took the stand first. Again, I'm talking about judgment. What is it left to a nation that disregards God's eternal laws, God's eternal standards? She said Chris would never go into an area like that. She said they stayed up all night worrying when he wouldn't return home. Dina Christian said she also talked about the night of the murders, and when they realized something was wrong, she and Shannon was due home at 3 a.m. A couple of phone calls made after that time were not answered. The next morning, Shannon's employer called to ask if Shannon was okay because she didn't show up for work. That's when Dina Christian said she called Mary Newsom to say she believed something had happened to the kids. Has something happened to America, folks? I'm waiting for that call to come back, that clarion call that we will stand in this nation for justice. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Tune in again, 23 hours. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.